Wheat plot test results from the Cottonwood Extension District have been released. Agent Stacy Campbell stops by to share with us the details on this episode of The Post Podcast.
Monique Kerner just started yesterday as our new family community wellness agent here in Hayes. And she just started yesterday. So yeah, you know, if you want to invite people to swing in and meet her or give her a call. But yeah, Monique Kerner is our new family community wellness agents that started just yesterday here in the Hayes office for the Cottonwood District. And then there's, you know, a search on for two more agents for our 4-H and youth development agent and horticulture agent. So stay tuned.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. And when she gets settled in, you'll tell her to swing on by.
Okay. Will do.
Yeah. But we've got some. Oh, good. Great. Great. Yeah. We've got some important things we're going to talk about today. We just had the harvest got over and then the fair. You had some results from the wheat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We cut our, you know, our wheat demonstration test plot that was south and west of town. And we've got those results up on our website. So if you just go to www.cottonwood.ksu.edu, click onto the crops and livestock tab. There's kind of some tabs over to the left if you click onto that. And then under hot topics, I believe, is where that's at. And that's a lot to remember. So one of the things I just kind of tell people anymore, if you just type in Cottonwood Extension, then put comma KSU, should be able to get our website to pull up and then just click onto the crops and livestock section and should see the local wheat demonstration plot results there, and also have some other decision aid tools there. There's a publication that Extension, you know, updates annually, puts quite a bit of time and effort into it. They renamed it now, but in the past it's been called the Wheat Variety Disease and Insect publication, and I forget what they renamed it, but that's useful to look at different ratings of wheat varieties for disease resistance, insect resistance. So that's always been updated. It's on there on the website as well. And then one other kind of cool tool that is out there that actually Colorado State University has, and I've got the link to it under the hot topics on the website, is a decision tool to where you can do head-to-head comparisons of two different varieties of wheat. You can look at different locations, and they basically have compiled all of the different experiment station results of wheat variety plots in the Great Plains. So that includes Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska, Colorado. They've got all that data in there, and then they've got just a real simple decision tool to where, like I say, you can do a head-to-head comparison of two different varieties and see which one, you know, and it'll say like variety X, you know, out yielded variety Y 55% of the time in 12 different trials. So it's a pretty cool little tool put out by Colorado State University, and the link is on the website there to look at that. And then, you know, of course, we're hot and we're dry. We're probably in a drought. So I was talking to one of our veterinarians last week at the fair, and he said, yeah, coal cows are sure coming into the sale barns. So, you know, guys are getting rid of some cows. Probably going to be some early weaning. And then I would encourage guys to also do preg checking, you know, early when they take them off of pasture here in the fall and get rid of those opens. And then one other thing just to throw out there, when they do cut their hay, and I know the hay is not growing a lot because of the drought, but if they do swath it and put it down, the tendency is to put that cutting bar pretty low, 2 inches off the ground, give or take a little bit. Well, nitrates accumulate in that lower stem of the plant because of stress, and drought stress is often how we get nitrates. So if you can raise that cutting bar up from, say, 2 inches to 6 inches, that can really help. Keith Harmony, the range scientist at the experiment station one year in a dry year, went out there and did some hand clipping of, you know, sorghum Sudan, and he clipped it 2 inches versus 6 inches. And I believe, I'm just kind of going from memory, that there was almost a 50% reduction in nitrates from 2 to 6 inches cutting height.
That's an impact.
It's pretty significant. So, and you know, this year I think hay is going to be short. So every bit's going to count. So I know your tendency is to lower that, keep that cutting bar low. You're going to probably not pick up that much more tonnage if you raise it up, you know, 2 to 4 inches, and could sure reduce the amount of nitrates significantly.
You know, and for us lay people that are out in the fields, like what benefit does that give, you know, long term? I know we hear about nitrates quite a bit, especially in water supplies and in, right, you know, drainage ponds, things like that.
So high nitrates in forages can actually kill lactating cattle. So it just causes kind of it basically, I hadn't thought about this for a while, but it kind of reduces the amount of oxygen in the blood. It can kill your lactating cows. If it doesn't kill them, sometimes it'll cause them to abort. So just trying to reduce those nitrates in our feed is very important. And like I say, nitrates accumulate in the lower part in the stem of plants when there's a stress, and oftentimes in our part of the world, it's because of drought stress. The plants just really kind of shutting down, if you will, and it's not really metabolizing what nitrates it has and pushing them up for growth because there's not enough moisture there. It's hot, it's dry, they're just trying to survive. So they just kind of, in a matter of speaking, almost, you know, kind of kick into a hibernation mode, if you will, and they're just not metabolizing those nitrates and utilizing them, and so they're accumulating in that lower stem. So anything we can do to raise that cutting height on those drought-stressed plants can help reduce those nitrates, you know, and cause fewer headaches down the road. I mean, you know, you lose a cow or two because of that. That can pretty much, you know, that definitely dips into the profit, or maybe wipes out any potential profit there was for the year.
Yikes! Yeah,
yeah. So, and then one other little kicker, I always mention soil sampling. You know, before you plant your next wheat crop, be beneficial to go out and take a soil sample. We sampled where we're going to put our wheat plot back in again this year, and need quite a bit of nitrogen. You know, we were able to fortunately have some good yields this year again, and so wheat definitely uses nitrogen. It's a consumer of nitrogen. So if you've had some good yields, probably be beneficial to go out there and take 2 foot, if you can get down there, profile soil sample for your nitrogen and see how much you're going to need for the next crop, whether it be wheat or grain sorghum. And if it's grain sorghum, you can wait till, you know, next spring to sample for that. I guess that's the other thing, is whatever, it's advised to sample kind of consistently at the same time of year. So for wheat, you know, you may be pulling samples in August, first part of September, and then for your summer crops, maybe sample those in the spring, and kind of do that consistently. When you do take samples, you know, the same time of year for those particular crops is advisable.